Stone Corner in San Francisco, we continue with Jazz Alive's New Year's Eve special with the Rahsaan Roland Kirk Memorial Jazz Festival. I'm Tony Batten. They may have rung out the old year with a festive salute to Count Basie in Beverly, Massachusetts, but here on the West Coast, it's still 1978, and the party's just getting underway. And in case you're just joining our broadcast, stick around here. We've got performances by the Eddie Henderson, Joe Henderson Septet with a special guest, Freddie Hubbard, saxophonist Charles McPherson with his quartet, and the Old and New Dreams Band featuring trumpeter Don Cherry, saxophonist Dewey Redman, bassist Charlie Hayden, and drummer Ed Blackwell. Some of the finest jazz you're likely to hear anywhere on New Year's Eve, right here on your radio for the next 4.5 hours. Can you dig that? Let's kick off the party with Charles McPherson, and to introduce him from the stage, our master of ceremonies for the evening and an incomparable jazz singer, Leon Thomas.
Welcome here to the Keystone Corner. I know you've been enjoying yourself. Our part. Thank you. Our part of the Jazz Festival begins here now at the Keystone Corner in San Francisco. The Rahsaan Roland Kirk Memorial Jazz Festival with plenty of stars lined up for you. We'll be getting to the names a few minutes later. But our first star for the evening, ably supported by Eddie Marshall on drums, James Leary on bass, and Larry Vukovich on piano. Our star is a rising star, a beautiful star who came to the attention of all the jazz musicians a few years ago, and after working 12 years with Charlie Mingus, he's established himself. And you'll remember him as we all love him. Would I introduce you this evening, the first star, Charles McPherson on alto saxophone. Thank you.
Thank you very much. That was an original composition based on an composition that was probably written by human experience. It's based on the blues. I'm sure everybody knows about Misery. Anyway, we'd like to play a tune now. The name of that first tune was Orient Express. Orient Express, sorry. The name of this tune is All Things You Are. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Larry Bukovich on piano. James Leary on bass. Eddie Marshall on drums. Yours truly, Charles McPherson on alto saxophone. I'd like to play a tune now written by the great Duke Ellington. Ellington, entitled Come Sunday. And I think Leon is going to come up and join me.
Thank you.
and moon up in the sky. I don't mind no bad times, 'cause they're just clouds rolling by. Lordy, Lord above, God Almighty, God of love, Lord, please look down and see love people through. I believe God made the sun and moon up in the sky. How can I mind those bad times? 'Cause they're just clouds rolling by. God Almighty, God of love, Lord, please look down and see love. Thank you. Thank you. How about that beautiful alto sound of Charles McPherson? Me on. I'm gonna do a little music for you. The man was asking for it. He's standing up now with the green sweater on, and I'm sure he represents the new growth of all leaves of fertility. No, greenness is that. Venus itself is love. Your perspective must be from some place that you've never seen grass grow, but I know that it's green. So therefore, we like to do this tune here, and we've always said that San Francisco is the hippest city. So why not, from the hippest city on the hippest jazz show, we do this tune? I would think that now is the time. Thank you.
song song a oop a dee ba wee flee. Sing a little dee ba wee dee. I'm depending on you. Help me. You got the message. Beep ba ba wee doo ba. Shoo ba boo ba wee ba. Shoo ba doo ba wee ba. Shoo doo ba shoo boo doo boo. Shoo doo ba 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 wee doo ba. She don't long and live up with me.
Thank you. Thank you. Glad you liked that one. We got some more surprises for you, but right now, we'd like to do this tune for you. I got the best rhythm section in the country, and this tune is especially written for them because it was created by them. We call it Blister Mister, and we hope that we can start a twister. It's the best for the test, and at 78, go to rest. Thank you.
sit up, leave your phone and fall. We'd like to invite to the bandstand now our master percussionist. The man who plays the tubas like they should be played. Young master, Baba Tunde on tungas and percussion. Do you remember it? And the man who's the composer is in the house. He's supposed to go on later with Joe Henderson and Eddie Henderson and Julian Priester and Albert Dale and that bunch. But he's already here, and who knows? When he hears this tune played, since he wrote it, he might just come up here. Even though I just recorded it with Louis Hayes in another key. That's the way things are. If you remember last year, I did it with him, but that was in his key. That's how we've come full circle. Now it's my key. But the door's never locked, so we don't need keys. I'm sure he'll help out if he feels like it. Since children are like flowers, some treated like roses with the best of care. Orchids, which are very rare, the lotus, the iris, even that which is called the lily of the valley, chrysanthemums, tulips, and then some are treated with no respect at all, and like flowers that grow in a vacant lot. You can see sunflowers growing where flowers should be not. They grow as long as there's fresh air and soil beneath their feet. If it's in the country or beneath the cracks in the concrete of a city street. As long as the sun shines above and the moon below, they will grow. May all the children go to sleep at night with their bellies full and their beds warm and the roofs shade and straight above their heads at night. May they see their mothers and fathers grow old, and may their children see them grow old. Beauty beyond compare, the rainbow in your hair, little sunflower. This world has love for you. Sunlight is your father, shining on the seed of life. Moonlight from your mother, giving forth the milk of your people proud and strong, wise with ancestral lore, little sunflower. If God has a daughter or a son, surely you must be one, little sunflower.
ready. Are you ready for Freddie? Freddie Hubbard. Thank you, Freddie. Beauty beyond compare, the rainbow in your hair, little sunflower. This world has love for you, though of a different hue, little sunflower. Sunlight is your father. Shining on the feet of light. Moonlight is your mother. Giving forth the milk of That's the way it should be played. Say the head and leg. Freddie Hubbard. Yeah. Brother Tooney with them Cougars there too on the sunflower. You know, we're gonna go to one last tune in this section here. And we're gonna try to burn one for you. And in doing that, we'll be taking a break. And when we come back to you, we're gonna have Henderson, Hubbard, and Priester. Not Stock Exchange, not Partners in Law, but Henderson, Hubbard, and Priester. And they'll have something to exchange with you. They won't be stock either. But it'll all be logged in. Nevertheless, what we're going to do is say that Jazz Alive is real. And we're going to do something about a real lady. Something in B-flat minor. Something that Freddie can put a blister on the tempo with. And we swing on out of here with Cousin Mary. Coltrane thing. Probably coming at any time to those across the country there. Mama and all them people, East St. Louis. Happy New Year, across the country. Jazz Alive. To move you, to groove you, see through you, prove to you. She would turn a cat into a man, cause maybe she's home for, no sofa, dig no yo. She would turn a cat into a man, the baby. She'll move you, she'll prove you, prove to you. Let's hear it again for the ensemble.
Joe Henderson's coming back. Next set in a few minutes.
All right, Jazz Alive's New Year's Eve special, live from San Francisco's Keystone Corner Dynamite Jazz Club right here in San Francisco on Vallejo and Stockton Streets. You know San Francisco is one of the cable car stops right here in San Francisco, called North Beach by the folks who know. Kind of small, intimate setting right here in the Keystone Corner. It's kind of bulging tonight because it's New Year's Eve. You know how that is. Got a good crowd, as I say, and the masses are outside in North Beach, kind of roaming around, drinking a taste, celebrating, saying Happy New Year to everybody. The club itself is what you might call psychedelically decorated, all kinds of murals and folks on the walls. Love it here. Get a chance to visit San Francisco, come to the Keystone Corner. Jazz Alive does this thing New Year's, and you know, we try to keep it going. It's the Rahsaan Roland Kirk Jazz Festival. First got underway here in December of 1977 between Christmas and New Year's, commemorating Rahsaan Roland Kirk, who died, as you probably know, in December of 1977. The Rahsaan Roland Kirk Jazz Festival. It's founded and produced by the Keystone Corner owner, Todd Bakken. Todd dedicated the festival to Rahsaan so that the name and the musical contributions would be remembered. Well, we want to do that as much as we can. Kirk, of course, was a multi-instrumentalist and played all those reed instruments at one time, coming out of his brain, out of his mouth. He was a composer, founder and president of the Vibration Society, jazz historian also, and an innovator. Last year's Rahsaan Roland Kirk Jazz Festival included Cedar Walton Quartet. Freddie Hubbard was here then too. He's here tonight. Going to come back in a couple minutes. George Cables, Bobby Hutcherson, and Leon Thomas is also here with us. While the music at last year's festival remained in serious mood, serious dedication, the mood itself was festive on New Year's Eve, it's supposed to be. Earlier in the evening, Keystone Corner had passed out some wooden Chinese flutes to all the patrons. And Leon Thomas and his band were on stage. As midnight approached, here's what happened.
We must thank Mercury, Hermes, the messengers who bring the new year in and take the old year out. Let's leave something behind.
Good old acquaintance. Oh,
Lang Syne at last year's New Year's Eve in the Keystone Corner right here in San Francisco, which is where we are tonight. While we're waiting for the stage to be set up for the Freddie Hubbard Joe Henderson Septet with guest artist, it'll be the Joe Henderson Septet, actually, with guest artist Freddie Hubbard. We just heard him a little while ago. He's going to return. We're going to take our own break and allow our local stations to identify themselves. All local stations have to do that, even on New Year's Eve. And then we'll be right back with a surrealistic super newscast highlighting 1978 and, of course, lots more from Keystone Corner. I'm Tony Batten, and this is Jazz Alive's New Year's Eve special. And it's going to continue from San Francisco after this 10-second pause for station identification. This is NPR, National Public Radio.
Fans, hold on, hold it with the whistle. Hold it now, self-control, self-discipline. Okay, don't jump the gun. Premature ecstasy will not do.
Todd Barkin, the owner of the Keystone Corner, is on the stage now, trying to quiet these irrepressible fans down who are celebrating New Year's, as we all are. You know how it is. Getting ready to step out of line in 79. Can hardly wait. This is, of course, Jazz Alive New Year's Eve special from the Keystone Corner, going back. Thank you.
Thank you.
rise. Yes, sir. You hear the crowd. This is Jazz Alive's New Year's Eve special, live from San Francisco's Keystone Corner. I'm Tony Batten. Todd Barkin is coming up on the band stage right now. We've just heard from the Joe Henderson septet with all the folks, Eddie Henderson on trumpet, Albert Bailey on piano, Julian Priest on trombone, James Leary on bass, Eddie Moore on drums, and the magnificent Joe Henderson on tenor sax. Featured with them is Freddie Hubbard, old Hubcap himself.
So we say hello to Columbus, Ohio, and WDUI and WOSU that are carrying us live in the heart of the Buckeyes. Woody Hayes is leading this. So there's no better poet laureate. In fact, this gentleman really is the poet laureate, as quiet as it's kept, of this music. Would you please welcome, to help carry you into another level of time and consciousness, Mr. Leon Thomas. Mr. Leon Thomas.
Thank you, Todd Barkin. I'm sure y'all know we about 6 minutes away from 1979. And what more beautiful place can we do it than at a place like this, apart of the Rahsaan Roland Kirk Memorial Festival. The third annual New Year's Eve Holiday Jazz Festival here at the Keystone Corner in San Francisco. We're leading up to that magical hour. We'd like for y'all to think. We'd like for y'all to be thankful for, as citizens of San Francisco, the world has watched you. And the world loves you. Because you've gone through a lot of changes, and you're proud, and your face is still shining. And remember that everything's going to be all right, because as long as there are people like you people on earth, they'll be worth everything. So give a hand for yourselves, the Holiday Jazz Festival, Todd Barkin, Joe Henderson, Eddie Henderson, Freddie Hubbard, Julian Priester, Abba Daly, James Leary, any more. Has anybody got the time? I think it's time we ask about the time and get this grand band together. I think at midnight, give me 30 seconds before the big midnight, we're not on the air live now. We're on the air live now. Michael Koskuna, thank you for tuning me in, my prompter. But no one has to prompt me to know that we got the grandest array of stars, east and west. Here at Jazz Alive, we got the best. Coming up after this great, jubilant, Happy New Year break, we're going to have Don Cherry and Charlie Hayden, Ed Blackwell, Dewey Redman, The Old and the New Dream, from the album of the same name. But I think we should sing something now. I think we should all sing something together. You don't want to sing nothing? You're gonna sing anyway. I think the music sounds good enough. You've been giving bells. You've been giving flutes. As we approach the New Year's end, the New Year's entrance into new life.
From the Keystone Corner, gather line. Happy New Year! Tell them about it! Thank you.
and the Joe Henderson Septet. Happy New Year. Special guest, Betty Hubbard.
Thank you once again for the Joe Henderson Septet. Can we hear it for the Joe Henderson Septet? Featuring Freddie Hubbard on trumpet. Sitting in and hopping around all over the place. Julian Priester, the high priest of the trombone. Eddie Moore on drums. Dr. Eddie Henderson on trumpet and flugelhorn. Joe Henderson on tenor saxophone. The compositions and arrangements. Joe Henderson Septet. Hey, hey, hey. But don't go away. After we come back after the break, there'll be the old and new dream, the most fantastic music cooperative in the history of jazz with Don Cherry, Charlie Hayden, Eddie Blackwell, and Dewey Redman. After the break, old and new dream, for heaven's sake.
Yeah, well, you heard it. This is Jazz Alive,
huh?
Jazz Alive New Year's Eve special, live from San Francisco's Keystone Corner, right here in North Beach, San Francisco. Used to call it the Barbary Coast. We ain't calling it that no more. Happy New Year, all
y'all. Broadcasting live from high atop the beautiful Iran Hilton in downtown Washington, D.C., it's New Year's 1995. Brought to you by VitoSup, the prepackaged stimulant and dinner product that makes every supper an upper.
Mothers, remember what a mess and bother cooking with Regal food used to be? Aren't you glad those days are over? Thank heavens for VitoSup, the nasal spray and eating simulation kit that provide you with a full day's supply of vitamins, minerals, and proteins. And it's so easy to use. Just attach the handy no-pinch electrodes on the body, and then just plug into any convenient outlet. Two whiffs of the nasal spray, and you immediately begin seeing, smelling, and tasting an old-fashioned meal. And the optional compression pump and air hose ensures that you leave the table feeling full every time. VitoSup, the mealtime spray.
VitoSup! Thanks, Ed. Look at this crowd, will you? Must be four or five happy, smiling people down there in the plaza tonight, despite the massive security precautions and recent crowd control ordinances. Hardy folks, we wish them well.
Clear the area. Clear the area. Curfew is now in effect. Clear the area.
Well, Washington sure is buzzing tonight, and why not? Tonight's the grand opening of the completely authentic replica of Versailles, which is replacing the Senate office building, following last year's historic vote, which made senatorial seats hereditary. A time to pause and reflect, to think back on some of the old treasured objects of a bygone era. The car, the highway, the middle class. Now all just a memory. Ah, yes. Ed?
Sad note. This morning, Dr. Elwood Seed, the last living American ecologist, remember those crazies, passed away. Coincidentally, at the same time in California, America's last redwood was cut down. And so it goes as time arches on.
But no need to dwell on the sad. Last year was a time of accomplishment. The first successful TV implant in a human body. What a breakthrough that was. And not just for the networks. No, sir. And the big story, not only of last year, but the decade was, of course, the purchase of the sun by Amalgamated Edison. It's good to know that the source of all life, heat, and power is going to be well regulated.
And how about those Yankees? I tell you, playing in zero gravity is no picnic. Remember that final play of this year's series when Jocko Gombowski went over 400 feet into the air to snare a line drive and end the game? And he just kept right on going. Jocko, if you're up there, congrats and a happy new year from all of your fans down here.
There it is. Time for the New Year's countdown. Another year over, another year starting. And here we go.
T-minus 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. Ignition. Liftoff.
We did it. We did it. The first completely self-contained hotel to go into orbit.
Boy, oh boy, this sure gives a whole new meaning to the phrase, transients welcome. Be looking for our blinking neon sign over your city soon.
So, from yours truly...
And yours truly.
And our special guest, a pre-recorded tape of the Guy Lombardo Orchestra, this has been Mark 35...
And yours truly.
Wishing you all a very happy printout. No, no, New Year. Happy New Year.
How about that, huh? 1995 New Year. Early simulation kit. I want the optional compression pump myself. Looking ahead to a New Year's in 1995 with Warren Lemming and Nate Herman. Coming up, an interview with Michael Cascuna and Don Cherry. Michael?
Yeah, thank you, Tony. Thanks very much. And Happy New Year, Leon. And we're here with Don Cherry.
Happy New Year.
And Happy New Year to you, too. And we're looking forward to the music. For those of you who have not been around San Francisco for the last week, this group has been dealing some incredible music. And the band is called, what is it exactly?
Well, we call it Old and New Dreams because of a record that we made called Old and New Dreams.
And is this the first public performance of this particular combination of people?
Maybe you could say that. Other than the record, we haven't been working together as a group. But it's been wonderful for 1 week here. What we've accomplished in getting close to feeling and hearing each other is really getting harmonic band. You know, because a lot of the compositions are Arnett's, and some are Charlie's, and some are myself. It's not fun, no?
Yeah.
It's the year for fun.
You think 79 is going to be the year for fun?
Yes.
Is it the end of the me decade?
The end of the what?
The me decade, the selfish concept of...
Well, I think it's a good beginning that's going to happen this year. Everybody's going to not be into the end of, but more into the beginning. You know, it's all these endless beginnings. But the music is alive, you know, and it's something really happening with from all over the world in relation to music, jazz music, which is American culture. And it's understood everywhere but here in America. And I think this year is going to be a good year for exposure of a lot of music, a lot of combinations of musicians coming together.
Even though you say it's an American culture, which it is, you've been moving around the world and spreading the message of music, and you're pretty much a student of ethnomusicology too, aren't you?
Yes, I mean, I have studied, I went to India and studied Mr. Zirovarman Ding Daga. Since then, I play a guitar, which is from Africa. So I've been quite much into music, ethnic music on that. And in the way I've been trying to live close to the land, it's an experience that comes out in the music. But now I'm much into working with people in harmony and trying to create a new culture for this time.
Is this the first time in a while that you've really concentrated on the trumpet? I know you've been playing a lot of wooden flutes and, as you say, guitar and stuff.
Yeah, but that's all related to to the voice. Mm-hmm. And the trumpet is, I hope, can be like a tonsils, I mean, part extension of my tonsils. I like for it to sing and dance. I love her to sing and dance.
Will we be able to hear more of this? Charlie, come on in. Charlie Hayden is with us, too. One of the most incredible basses in the world. Will this group, Don, be... can we look forward to this group's existence?
Can we look forward to this group swinging?
Yeah. No, I know we can do that. We've improved that all week. But is this group going to be together and play in other cities and record more albums?
Well, let's hope so. We hope so, man. Take a step at a time. Mm-hmm.
Okay, Don, thank you very much. Get ready. We're going to have that quartet of Don Cherry and Dewey Redman and Charlie Hayden and Ed Blackwell. And Charlie is with me right now. And Charlie, it's been absolutely incredible all week. This particular group is all... well, actually, you and Don have been playing together since 1959. And then you and...
Don and I have been playing together since 1957.
57?
Uh-huh. I was 19, he was 18. he was 20, I was 19. And Billy Higgins.
Right, and then later Ed Blackwell took his place.
And Ed Blackwell in 59.
And you, of course, you and Dewey have been playing together with Ornette and with Keith Jarrett. So I guess a lot of the empathy that's in this group is rather self-explanatory considering the history of everyone.
Yes.
But how did you all get together, minus Ornette, and form this particular group?
That happened in New York in the fall of 76. There was a record producer from Italy. His name is Giacomo Penicciotti, and he had a recording company, a new company in Europe called Black Saint, and he approached us to do an album. His feeling was it was Ornette's band without Ornette, you know.
But in a sense, didn't Ornette have a quintet around 1970 that was this exact
band? We made some records, and we also did some concerts with Dewey and Cherry, you know, and Blackwell sometimes, and Billy sometimes, mm-hmm. both of them, you know, on science fiction. Dewey and Cherry, and also Bobby Bradford was playing, and Blackwell and Billy. So we've all been playing together, since, with the exception of Dewey. And Dewey's been with Ornette from Fort Worth. You know, they went to school together. They've grown up together. So he's been close to the music in that sense. And then I met Dewey with Ornette when he joined Ornette in 1967. And then Keith brought him into the group that we had, the trio that we had in 68.
Mm-hmm.
So we're all really close.
Yeah, very close.
Yeah.
And I think we'll hear that tonight, as we heard on all the other nights. It's just an absolutely incredible empathy. And it's wonderful to hear Don playing the trumpet and hear you playing bass again live. And, it's just fabulous. And I just want to thank you for being here and playing tonight.
It's very important to us to play pure improvisation as best we can and to bring it to the people.
Well, you're doing it, and we're doing it with the broadcast tonight. Happy New Year, Charlie.
Thank you.
Same
to you.
And play as great as you have all week.
Thanks,
man. Back to you, Tony.
Thank you, Michael. Michael Cascuno with Charlie Hayden, magnificent bassist, probably the preeminent bassist in America today. Also, he was talking to Charlie Don Cherry before that. This is Jazz Alive New Year's Eve special, live from San Francisco's Keystone Corner. And you know what? We're getting ready to go back to Leon Thomas here at the stage of the Keystone Corner.
Jazz Alive. The group you're about to hear now is a fantastic corporation of musicians. A music cooperative that defies description. On trumpet and piano, Don Cherry. On tenor saxophone, Dewey Redman. On bass, Charlie Hayden. And on drums, a master percussionist, Ed Blackwell. The old and the new dream. The old and the new dream.
Mm-hmm. Right here at the Keystone Corner in the Barbary Coast of San Francisco, otherwise known as North Beach. This is Jazz Alive's New Year's Eve special. I'm Tony Batten. We're coming to you live from San Francisco's Keystone Corner. While the musicians get ready to do their number, you know who we're going to be listening to, right? The delightful Charlie Hayden. The incredible Ed Blackwell on drums. Charlie, of course, on bass. Dewey Redman on tenor sax. And world traveler, Don Cherry, lately of the pocket trumpet. Maybe Dewey Redman will play a little Chennai. We never can tell, right?
Yeah,
might. Musette. Well, all right. Those of us from the Serbo-Croatian lands will call it a musette. Those of us from India will call it a Chennai.
No, slightly different.
Slightly different. We're having a marvelous time here in San Francisco. As a matter of fact, Keystone Corner will never be the same. I heard an idea that I might take some folks up on. We might just take the Keystone Corner all the way back to wherever we're going, New York, Washington, Detroit, Cleveland. Happy New Year, y'all. We've gotten some flutes and bells here. I think the musicians are just about ready to get going. Don Cherry on trumpet, Charlie Hayden on bass, Ed Blackwell on drums, and Dewey Redman on tenor sax. Old and New Dreams Band from the Keystone Corner. Thank you.
That's our next composition called Happy House. We'd like to play another composition of Ornette Coleman. This one is called Broken Shutters. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Song that Charlie Hayden has written for Mao Zedong, Chairman Mao. Thank you.
Don Cherry. Don Cherry on trumpet, rhythm and piano. Dewey Redman. On tenor saxophone and musette. Charlie Hayden on bass. And the master navigator, rhythm manipulator, Ed Blackwell on drums. Don't go away, we're going to take a quick break for a very few minutes and be back with an all-star jam session because we go off the air at 2:25. So we got an all-star jam session coming back with everybody that you saw playing like they... Glad 79 is here. Okay? See you in a few minutes after this break.
Yeah, you heard what Leon said, so stay with us, huh? This is Jazz Alive's New Year's Eve special. I'm Tony Batten, live from San Francisco's Keystone Corner. Got a motto for you. Step out of line in 79, huh? Jazz Alive's New Year's Eve special will continue with more jazz from San Francisco and a look at a... We had to look at the New Year's in 1995, so we ain't gonna look at that anymore. We're just gonna take a 10-second pause for station identification. This is NPR, National Public Radio.
10 minutes before 5 here in Boston, WGBH Boston.
You just heard Don Cherry on pocket trumpet, what we used to call it on the block. Charlie Hayden on bass, preeminent bassist here in America. Ed Blackwell, described very well, I think, as the navigator on drums. And Dewey Redman on tenor. And musette. I don't know about that musette. I might have called it a shanai, but who knows. Dewey, of course, is from Fort Worth, Texas. Leon Thomas taking him out. We're here at the Barbary Coast, San Francisco's North Beach. And we're getting ready to go to a jam session later on. And so if you stay with us, guess who's going to be on it? Hubbard, the Hubcap, Freddie Hubbard. Dewey Redman, Charlie Hayden on bass. We might get Babatunde back out here on percussion. Don Cherry on his trumpet, Joe Henderson. Al Daly, Ed Blackwell, Julian Priester going to be with us. And we're going to go live until 2:25 here in San Francisco. I don't know what that makes it in New York. At this point here in San Francisco, it's impossible to do anything like mathematics. We're going now to Michael Cuscuna. You'll figure it out, won't you, in Brooklyn? Got an interview with Julian Priester, Leon Thomas, and Todd Barkin, the owner of the Keystone Corner, from which this all emanates. Michael?
Yeah, thank you, Tony. And we are here backstage at this New Year's. It's now New Year's in, well, it has been New Year's in just about every time zone, except I think Hawaii's got about another hour to go. And with me backstage are a lot of climbing musicians and so on and so forth. I might mention that Tony, yeah, the Musette and the Chennai are two slightly different, very short double reed instruments. With me is Todd Barkin. Todd, why don't you amble your way up here? Todd is the visionary. We don't call him a club owner in this business. We call him a visionary who happens to run a club and seems to break even. And how did this whole New Year's Eve extravaganza start? The idea of giving like a concert's worth of music in a club.
Actually, it happened by accident, because Dexter was out here on the West Coast, and he was traveling down from Vancouver. And Max Roach was on his way to Japan. So we didn't quite know what to do, so we had them both here to celebrate the end of the year.
And so that was with Bobby Hutcherson, too, right?
Yeah, it was...
That was 2 years ago.
Right, that was... Max's group and Dexter with George Cables and Eddie Marshall and James Leary and Eddie Henderson and Bobby Hutcherson with his band. And that was the first festival we had, and it just it turned into a true celebration. That was the first time that Max and Dex had worked together in over a decade. They had been, you know, and they did a speech to the crowd after they played together.
How do you manage to, in this particular club, it's kind of like the Village Vanguard in New York, it's a musicians, musicians, musicians club. How do you manage to engender that faith and that comfort and warm feeling among musicians and just among the jazz community in general?
Well, how do we do that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just try to create an atmosphere that is, you know, where the musicians are, feel like they are at home. You know, and feel comfortable. And sometimes it is a very, you know, abstract kind of struggle to keep, you know, a home environment where so much is going on and you got to deal with some, you know, keeping track of so many things at one time and still make it relaxed.
Okay, Todd. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Thought you were on a comma there.
No, it's, there's so much you know, warm feeling and good vibration here. It's, you gotta.
Absolutely. I think it's been evident on the radio tonight. With me right here in the hall is Leon, and Leon Thomas has been our MC and also singer all night, and Julian Priester. And Julian, I'm sure it's a pleasure for everybody, for someone who was so involved with Max Roach and the national scene for many years. You've been kind of located more specifically in San Francisco for a long time now, right?
Right. I've been out here for about 5.5 years, and it's really a wonderful place. I'm also talking about from Chicago and mm-hmm. New York, where I lived for 14 years. I think San Francisco is going to be here for quite a while.
Yeah. Well, it's been quite an honor to bring your music across the nation tonight. You and Eddie Henderson still working together as a group?
Oh, yes, we are. Yes, we are. We've done quite a few things together for the last 4 years, and we're going to continue. We're mm-hmm. going to go right on.
All right, beautiful. And you're going to participate in the jam that's coming up, right?
Yes.
As is Eddie.
Yeah.
So we look forward to that, man. Thank you very much once again for the music tonight.
Thank you.
Okay.
Good to be here.
Leon, how are you feeling, man?
Fine, Mike. It's been great working with you.
And you?
You know, we're here in the hallway, and it's such a beautiful activity. Everybody's floating through, not really walking. And it's been, a beautiful jazz night for everybody across the country and certainly here at the Keystone. And I've been a part of this. I'm proud to be a part of it. Glad for the opportunity, and it's really been a great night for everybody concerned.
I think as two New Yorkers transplanted here in San Francisco, this is It's really a taste of New York tonight, isn't it?
No, San Francisco is very tasty. It is competition for New York. It has its own atmosphere, and in spite of any problems they might have had, everybody's looking for a bright future for San Francisco.
Everybody's looking for bright future and bright moments in general, wouldn't you say?
That's right, and we hope this is one of the bright moments in the beginning of the year in everybody's life, you know, and the musicians here were all gathered together, and everybody appreciated being a part, and everybody was glad for the opportunity, and jazz is alive. That's what we really try to emphasize. It is alive.
Yeah, it certainly is. All right, Leon, I guess we should start. I see Charlie McPherson's got his horn, and we're going to be having Bob Attendee is going to be here, and who else is playing, do you know? Offhand? Eddie Anderson said he would. And
yeah, we're going to have a jam in a few minutes.
And Freddie? Is Freddie playing?
Freddie's going to play. Everybody talks.
Anybody want to say hello to them?
Yeah, say hello to all my family back there in Inglewood, New Jersey, and New York and everything.
You're from the cliffs, huh?
No, just on the other side of the tracks.
Yeah, in Jersey. Okay. Bob Attendee, who was playing percussion with Leon.
I'd like to say that in Inglewood, we met a long time ago. I'd like to say hello to my mother and brother out there in East St. Louis and everybody across this fantabulous NPR network.
Yeah.
I'm going to try to get up on the stand. You let me know, and I'm going to get all these cats for this jam.
Okay. All right, Leon.
Thank you, man.
I'll see you later. And as we get all ready and people are lining up right here around me, I think I'll give it back to you, Tony, so we can get this jam and
the stage and write jazz history new page. I'm calling on piano Abadelli. Calling on drums, Eddie Marshall and Eddie Moore. Calling on trumpet, Eddie Henderson. Freddie Hubbard. And Don Cherry. On congas and percussion, Bob Attendee. Oh yeah, my name is Leon Thomas. I might sing or whistle in there somewhere. Julian Priester on trombone. And as usual, bass players really get the bulk of the work. And if we can implore upon the master contrabassist, Charlie Hayden, he might be implored upon the return after having just played the jam session. And that fantastic D'Artagnan of the alto saxophone, Charles McPherson. And as a special guest, these trumpet players like this fellow's sound. He may be new to you and around, but he's been around. And they've invited him up because this is a jam session and a happy new year to everybody. They've invited Brother Earl Davis up to play also as another trumpet. That's right, another sound. We don't know what's going to happen, but it's all jazz right here live at Keystone Corner for the Rahsaan Roland Kirk Memorial Jazz Festival, third annual New Year's Eve Jazz Festival. We'll let jazz take over from now on. The very merry Don Cherry.
Well, you heard what's happening, huh? The musicians are discovering what they're going to play, probably creating it right there in their brains. As always, anything can happen on New Year's. And of course, as you know, as always, anything can happen here in San Francisco. I'm Tony Batten. We're doing New Year's Eve celebration from the Keystone Corner here in San Francisco's North Beach. This is Jazz Live, which means it's coming to you live. Now, you all over there in the Bronx, I hope you're still up, because folks out here in Oakland are still up. And we're going to be going straight ahead until 2:25 San Francisco time. I guess that's about 5:25 in the Apple, ain't it? Something like 6:25 out in the Atlantic. Who knows? We've got an incredible assortment of musicians here. Coming at you live from Keystone Corner, everybody. Mm-hmm.
Jazz Alive here at the Keystone Corner. We'll be signing off on the radio. The club has to close. We won't be able to stay open past 2 o'clock. So once again, for this beautiful lineup of jazz musicians, play Earl while I announce everybody. How about Amber Julia Priest on trombone? Amber Daly on piano? Freddie Hubbard on trumpet. Charlie Hayden. Charlie Hayden on bass. Baba Tooney on drums and Eddie Marshall. Dr. Eddie Henderson on trumpet. Earl Davis on trumpet. Yours truly, Leon Thomas on vocals. Thank you. We're going to take a break. Happy New Year from Jazz Alive.
Well, that's how it happens. Right here in San Francisco, the Keystone Corner. This is NPR's Jazz Alive, New Year's Eve celebration, coming at you live from San Francisco's Keystone Corner. Tony Batten, and we're bringing to a close Jazz Alive's New Year's Eve special from the Keystone Corner in San Francisco. But before we go, in case you didn't know, this is confirmation, a bird too. Before we go, I'd like to tell you about some of the people who made this show possible. This live broadcast, repeat live, was produced by Tim Owens. Dr. Timothy, thank you. Executive producer, Steve Rath. Our director has been Deborah Amos. Assistant director, Paula Pico. Our technical director. Recording and mix that way sometime, don't it? Confirmation by Charlie Parker. Jam session with a whole lot of folks in there. Julian Priestley, Charlie Hayden, Ed Blackwell, Babatunde, Leon Thomas taking us out of there. It's a marvelous, marvelous New Year's Eve celebration right here on Jazz Alive. And I think I left off with a bunch of folks that made this program possible, you know, bringing it to a close, and they carried us through the whole number. I mentioned Tim Owens, who was our producer, Dr. Timothy, we call him here in the inside, Steve Rath, our executive producer. Our director has been Deborah Amos, as I said, assistant director, Paulette Becker. Technical director for this broadcast was Jim McEachran. Our recording and mix engineers were Jim Anderson and Dave Harris, with technical assistance by Barrett Basick. Get that one. Mm-hmm. And Rich McKean. Our production assistants were Marinelle Ritas and Glenn Alpert. Special thanks to our musical consultant, Michael Kaskuna, who did all those interviews, you know, gave you some insights on the insights. And to Bob Molesky and Christy Macy. The Rahsaan Roland Kirk Jazz Festival here at the Keystone Corner was produced by Todd Barkin, a visionary. Got to confirm him. This is Tony Batten on behalf of Leon Thomas, wishing you and yours the very best new year. And you know what I say, step out of line in 79. Got to see you later here. Come back whenever you can, whenever we're here. So long. Funds for this program were provided by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and the National Endowment for the Arts. Hip hip. This is NPR, National Public Radio.
17 minutes, 15 seconds past 5 in the morning.